By Choice Hotels. Econo Lodge and Roadway Inn Hotels are serving up double points for every qualifying stay. Book at choicehotels.com. Now, here's the man who's been recognized as radio's best, the recipient of not one, but two prestigious Marconi Awards for his broadcast excellence, the one and only Bill Cunningham.
Hi, Billy Cunningham, the great American. The great 2018 election preview is now underway, and probably the show would not be complete unless I had the man on, the star of television, Newsmax TV. Also, his columns are all over the place now, and also radio is Wayne Allen Root. And we've been friends for 10 to 12 years, and I could not allow an election cycle to go by without getting his prognostications, which in 2016, he points out in his column, that the expert of the New York Times, Nate Silver, predicted there was a 92% chance, 92, that Hillary would win. Now he's predicting like 84, so it's down a little bit. Wayne Allen Root, welcome again to the Bill Cunningham Show. Wayne, how are you?
Hey, Bill, how are you? Great to be on.
I'm reading your Vegas odds maker predicts GOP upset. Once again, you'd be about the only one. I watched a lot of the morning shows today. They're all saying that there's going to be a pickup between 30 and 40 seats. I note that in 2010, the Republicans picked up 63 House seats from Barack Hussein Obama and eight U.S. Senate seats. Now, that was a red wave. And everyone is saying that on Tuesday there's going to be the same Senate or maybe a three or four pickup by the Republicans, which means there's no blue wave. Nonetheless, tell me why you believe that the Republicans, thank God, would keep the House of Representatives.
Well, we have all the momentum. Come on, between Kavanaugh and the caravan and the economy, how would anybody vote against this president? I mean, you got to be kidding me. I know what our weakness is. I mean, midterms, usually the party out of power does better. We all know that historically. We also know that there aren't 435 Donald Trumps running. There's a lot of lousy candidates the Republicans have, and there's a lot of rhinos who hate Donald Trump or despise Trump or ignore Trump or just plain, you know, run away from Trump that are running on our GOP sides. There's a lot of reasons why we'd lose seats. We also had tons and tons of retirements, record-setting number of retirements. So the odds are all against us, and yet people don't understand. Pollsters don't understand. Nate Silver, the ex-New York Times guy who blew the 2016 election, the Cook Report who blew the 2016 election, they don't know what I know, which is the whisper factor. There is nobody out there who's a normal person. I know there's lots of white liberals, and there's a few black Americans and a few Hispanic Americans who don't care for Donald Trump, but for the most part, middle-class Americans of all colors love Donald Trump. Love him, love him, love him, over the top love him. Meaning they loved him in 16 and wanted to give him a chance, and now he's proved himself. He is without a doubt, in my opinion, as a guy who's, you know, a cynical guy who's watched politics my whole life, I'm 57 years old now, he is the only person in history, much more than Reagan, who's ever delivered on everything he promised while he was campaigning.
Yes.
There's a few things he hasn't delivered on, but he's tried. You know, he tried to build the wall, but Congress won't let him. He tried to kill Obamacare. Congress won't let him, but he's done his best to start the wall, and he's done his best to kill the mandate of Obamacare, so at least he did that, and give small businesses the right to, you know, to buy across state lines. He's done a few things via executive order, but other than those two things, he's done every single thing he ever campaigned on. Now, who would vote against 250,000 more jobs last month? Who would vote against the lowest unemployment in half a century? Who would vote against the number of Americans employed, the highest ever? Who would vote against the lowest ever black unemployment in the history of America, the lowest Hispanic unemployment ever in the history of America? Who would vote against 500,000 new manufacturing jobs since Trump became president? You know, the kind of jobs Obama claimed would never happen again. Who would vote against 1,000 new manufacturing jobs every day last month, the best result since the 1990s. Who'd vote against 3.1% wage growth? The one thing that was weak for the first year of Trump, you know, coming off Obama, was we turned the economy around 180 degrees, created a booming economy and a booming GDP, but wages weren't going up, and everyone said that'll never happen. Now we got 3.1% wage growth, the most in 15 years, and everything is going great. Why on earth would anyone vote against that? And I'm telling you, they're not going to. When everyone tells you we're going to lose 30 or 40 seats, they're not looking at the early voting that I've looked at.
Right.
The early voting is fantastic. In Florida, we were 250,000 down. in 2016, heading into the election day, and Trump still won. Now we're 60,000 up heading into election day. Everywhere in the country, in every battleground state except my state of Nevada, I hate to say, except my state, Republicans are not only ahead, we're ahead by a mile. We're ahead by phenomenal results, magical results, extraordinary results. In Texas, I haven't seen Republican versus Democrat released. Maybe they don't release it. I don't know. In Florida, they do. In Arizona, they did. In Iowa, they did. The numbers are fantastic. But in Texas, 1.7 million people voted early in 2014. You know how many have voted early so far this year?
I think about 4 million.
Well, my article said 4.3 million, but No, that was with 2 days to go. Now it's over 5 million.
Wow.
1.7 million in the midterm in 2014, and now over 5 million. Now, you can't convince me that in Texas, a deep red state, you've got nothing but Democrats coming out because they hate Trump so much. No, these are Republicans coming out because our nation is under invasion at the border and the economy is booming and Trump is sending the military and Trump is trying to end birthright citizenship and Trump is trying to end chain migration and Trump's trying to end sanctuary cities and Trump's trying to end asylums, people claiming asylum at the border. He's just really the protector of our country, the protector of our children, the protector of our economy. And they're coming out because they love Trump. I know it. I feel it. Remember, I'm not an expert. I'm not a pollster. This is my gut instinct against Nate Silver and the Cook Report and all the experts. I was right in 16, and I'll be proven right again on Tuesday. We win 3 to 6 Senate seats with an outside shot at 7, and we keep our House by 1 vote or 2 votes. We keep the House red, and it's a big Republican red storm night.
Wait, Alan Ruta, on one of the morning talk shows today, it pointed out there's 43 House Republicans retiring, and on average, you have 35 House seats that flip. On average, 5 U.S. Senate seats flip. There's no blue wave. If there was a blue wave, then the wave would encapsulate the U.S. Senate. It's not going to, by any fair measurement, that's impossible. But you're in Nevada. I'm in Ohio. Fortunately, our states matter. If you're in Missouri, North Dakota, Nevada, Arizona, Texas, Florida, those are the states that matter. I worry about the feckless fool Harry Reid and his turnout machine from the casinos and from the hotels delivering the vote not to Heller. Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, no, you're not wrong. I mean, look, I live in Las Vegas. My national radio show emanates from Vegas. My national TV show comes from Vegas. My nationally syndicated column now starts in Vegas. Everything I do is in Vegas, and I'm telling you, I'm confident that we're going to win the nation on Tuesday. I never said I was confident about Nevada. 50-50, if you go either way. I've seen the polls. I've seen the early voting. It's going to come down to literally a few votes. Someone may win the U.S. Senate seat. Heller or Jackie Rosen, the Democrat, may win by literally under 1,000 votes or under 5,000 votes. Same thing with the governor race. We've got Adam Laxalt against Steve Sisolak. It may come down to like 300 votes. You may win an election out of a state with 2.5 million people. You may win by 100 votes. It's that close. So I don't know yet. In all these other battleground states, we are kicking butt. We are winning the early voting by numbers no one has ever seen. So all my gut instincts are right. Republicans are coming out in numbers no one's ever seen. In Nevada, it's not a bad picture. It's just that we're the only battleground state where Republicans aren't winning. We're losing, but we're losing by half the amount we lost in 2016. So, you know, we've cut the Democrats' lead in half coming out of early voting. So, again, the results are good, but they're not like any other state. Florida, we're destroying the Democrats. Iowa, Texas, we're destroying them, Republican turnout versus Democrat, in every battleground state except Nevada. But I'm telling you, I think we're going to pull it out in Nevada, too. I'll make this prediction. We've got 4 big races, governor, senator, 2 major congressional spots, and I think we will win 3 out of those 4. We'll certainly win 2 out of 4. We're not going to lose 0 for 4 like we did a couple of years ago. So I think we'll hang in there in Nevada. I just can't predict a sweep like I feel like what is going to happen in the nation.
Wayne, let me get your thoughts on what's happened the last 3 or 4 days. Joe Donnelly is a liberal Democrat from Indiana that's now running right, as they all do, like Claire McCaskill. But Barack Hussein Obama shows up for Joe Donnelly in northern Indiana on Saturday. And whenever I see Obama, it reminds me of the reason that when Obama said, I'm on the ballot in 2016, he said in 2016, Hillary will continue my policies. As soon as he said that, the American people said, to hell with that. We don't want a continuation of your policies. Whenever I see Obama, Obama, it reminds me why Trump's in the White House. Now, do you think him appearing for these Democrats, especially a Joe Donnelly in a red state like Indiana, actually helps the Democrat? Because I think Obama's appearances, like Oprah's appearance in Georgia, actually helps the Republican.
Yeah, you know, look, I'm waiting to see what happens on Tuesday. I've got to write my column on Wednesday morning for Thursday newspaper publications around the country. And I've already got my idea in mind if we win as big as I think we're going to win. I think we're going to win huge in the Senate, and we're going to hold our own and keep the House. And if that happens, my column's going to be titled, Columbia, How Did It All Happen? Columbia versus Columbia. Obama campaigned around the country. He went to Columbia University with me. You know, him and I graduated on the same day from Columbia, although no one ever saw him. But he's Mr. Columbia University. And Trump had never went to Columbia, although he did go to an Ivy League school. He went to Wharton in Pennsylvania. But I doubt Trump has ever been to Columbia University in his life. But he was in Columbia, Missouri. And 27,000 people showed up two nights ago.
Right.
27,000 people in a little town, Columbia, Missouri, where people showed up for an event that began at I think, 7 at night. They showed up at 6 in the morning. They waited for 12 hours, 13 hours in miserable weather, in drizzle and cold weather. They left their cars on the highway and walked 3 miles to get there. That's why we won, because Trump understands Columbia, Missouri, and Obama and the Democrats understand Columbia University. And America ain't Columbia University. America looks more like Columbia, Missouri, and thinks more like Columbia, Missouri, than it thinks like Columbia University, which is a bunch of radical communists. I know, because I went there. And I'm telling you, you know what the funniest thing of all was? Somebody was looking to get back at me. I get a lot of crank calls from Democrats, and they call my cell phone. Somehow they got my number. And thank God, I haven't had to change it yet, but it goes in periods where I'll get 20 calls in a row, and they harass me, and I turn it off, and then when I turn it back on, they're gone. And one of them must have put me on all the Democrat text lists. So I'm getting texts from the Democratic Party of Nevada, from all of George Soros' organizations called Open Society and Open Borders and right. Open Globe and this and that. And I'm getting them from My Familia Voter, Vota, and I'm getting them from some black organization. I'm getting all these Democrat texts. I know their game plan now. And it's really funny because one of them came today, and I got to tell you, it's the funniest message I've ever heard in my life. Here's the message they're sending out to Democratic voters. If you like the economy and you want to keep it good, then vote Democrat on Tuesday to keep the Obama economy going.
Oh, my God.
That's what they have the nerve to say.
Oh, my
God. Can you imagine? I mean, the greatest form of flattery is when you copy your opponent. It's our economy. Obama had 8 years, and it was 8 years of misery and malaise. It was 8 years of the worst GDP since the Great Depression. It was 8 years of horrible joblessness, and the only jobs created were low-wage, part-time, crappy jobs, which his own economic czar, when he left the White House, went back to Harvard and did a study. His own economic czar concluded 93% of all the jobs created in 8 years under Obama were part-time, low-wage jobs. He destroyed the nation. Trump comes along and literally on a dime, I mean, it didn't take 2 years like Reagan did to fix the Carter economy. It was two horrible years under Reagan before he turned it around. Trump turned it around in a month. His first quarter was good. After that, everything exploded up in economic growth and jobs and manufacturing jobs. The number and consumer confidence and manufacturers' confidence and small business optimism, all the highest in history, and he did it in a matter of months. And now Obama's going to claim it's his economy,
right.
And Democrats have the nerve. If you want to keep the economy going, then you got to vote Democrat on Tuesday. That's the single most delusional thing I've ever heard in my life.
Wayne Allyn Root, I just pray to God. I can't wait for Tuesday night about 9 p.m. when you're going to have ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN looking like their dog had just been shot, and they're going to have the same act they put on in 2016. And I like to think something happened 3 weeks ago in Cincinnati, which, a lot like Nevada, Ohio is kind of a swing state, goes back and forth. The president appears here. I met with him briefly, interviewed him, put him on, you know, he came on the show with me and did that, and that was great. And he said, how does the crowd look in Lebanon, which is a small community north of Cincinnati? And I said, Mr. President, they started lining up yesterday. He said, but it's raining. There were people, there were hundreds of people, 24 hours ahead of time, without umbrellas and without chairs, standing in a muddy field in Lebanon, Ohio, to get a place to stand to see the president. And by the time he got there, they had to cut it off about 18,000. There were people lined up all over Little Butler County and Warren County and in Claremont County and Greene County who couldn't get there. The roads were blocked. And I said, I said when I saw that crowd, just like you said, the crowd in Columbia, Missouri, unbelievable crowd. And a pollster made the point this morning that the Trump voter will not show up on Tuesday because Trump's not on the ballot. And Obama tried to get it in 2010, tried to get the Obama vote out in 2010. It didn't work. And I said, no. I have seen the Trump voter for 24 hours stand in muddy, wet fields just to get a glimpse of this guy. This guy is the political equivalent of the Beatles. This guy is a rock star. They will show up.
And I'll tell you who I compare him to. Yeah, the Beatles is a great analogy. Rockstar is a great analogy. I compare him to the Billy Graham Crusades of the 1950s. Millions and millions of people in small towns came out to see Billy Graham give his Christian crusades, and that's what's going on with Trump. He goes to little towns in Montana. He goes to Mesa, Arizona. He goes to Elko, Nevada, which is like 6 hours north of Las Vegas, and 10,000 people show up. It's the most incredible turnout since Billy Graham had his crusades. This guy is amazing, and I call it the whisper factor. These pollsters are never going to know what hit them for a second time in a row. They all got it wrong again. Wayne Root got it right, and the reason I got it right, it's the whisper factor. Our people don't pick up the phone. They don't talk to pollsters. If they did, they pick up the phone, and they tell the pollster the exact opposite of what they're going to do because we want the pollsters to fail. Screw them. They're all liberals. They don't know what they're doing. They oversample Democrats. We want them to go out of business and fail. So we don't tell people. We don't put on bumper stickers or they'd stab our tires with a knife. We don't put out yard signs and they throw a brick through our window. And we don't scream we're voting for Trump at the water cooler because we'd lose our jobs. They'd call us racist. So guess what we do? We're silent and deadly. We're the silent majority. And we're all coming out in record numbers. And it's going to be just like 16. I'm promising you, Wayne Root's got it right. We are winning big on Tuesday.
Well, I'm very familiar with Ohio. If you take small town Ohio, small town Ohio has three times the voters of Cleveland, Columbus, and Cincinnati put together. And you cannot find anywhere in small town Ohio a Democratic sign or a Democratic voter. Small town Ohio, like small town Missouri or small town North Dakota or small town Florida, is 100% with this president. Wayne Allen Root, we got to go. And will you come on? Will you come on next week to give me an update as to whether your prediction is true or false?
Yeah, I sure hope I'm coming on without bad news, and I'm not crying in my own tears there. But I think I'm going to be just as accurate as I was in 16.
All right. Just
got the feeling we're coming out with a big turnout. And just make sure everybody knows they can watch me every night on Newsmax TV at 8 o'clock East Coast time, 5 o'clock Pacific, on Newsmax TV, channel 349, DirecTV, channel 216 Dish. And so you can catch up with me on Wednesday night on Newsmax TV as well, the Wayne Allen Root Show.
Thank you.
And my website's rootforamerica.com. And that's what I'm doing. Rooting for America, rooting for Trump, rooting for capitalism, rooting for my great friend Billy Cunningham. God bless you, man.
And Wayne, God bless America, and thank you, my friend, very much. Thank you.
See you next Sunday.
All right, let's continue with more. Well, let's see what happens. He's laid the cheese on the cracker. Bill Cunningham, live with you every Sunday night.